It's week three of the preseason, and the Birds are back home to take on the Baltimore Ravens. The time is now for the veterans to look ahead to week one and for the guys on the bubble to make an impression. This is the Fanatic Pregame Show live from Parks Casino and Sportsbook with Anthony Gargano and former Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant. Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
All right, good evening, everybody. Live from Parks Casino, PA's number one casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, in the brand new sports book. We got a little Eagle football tonight, and we got good news tonight because it looks like we're going to see some of the starters. Yeah, it looks like Doug's going to take a look at some of the starters tonight in the what has always been the third preseason game. Has always been the one where it's the dress rehearsal. You know, how it used to be before that nobody plays. It used to be that game one, you had a series. Game two, you played a quarter and quarter and change. And then you had your dress rehearsal where the starters went into the third quarter. Now, that's different. That's changed. Doug Peterson and John Harbaugh, who's the coach of the Ravens, as you know, they had a joint practice this week. They went really hard. And Doug thinks that that is the future of preseason. And you can see it because they're going to, when the new CBA comes about, they're going to lop off two preseason games. And so that'll kind of change. So you'll see more of the joint practices where they get their work in. Now, the big question tonight, we may see the starters, but will we see number 11? There's some talk that the answer is yes. Now, while I'm excited to see 11, I would not play him tonight. I would not play him at all tonight. There is no reason to play Carson Wentz, so I wouldn't play him at all. I think he got a lot of work in against the Ravens. You know, one of the things that will help him out a lot is going up against a really good Ravens defense. And that secondary is really good. So practicing against them for the few days this week, I think will go a long way. Now, I do not need him to play at all tonight. We'll see. Some of the players, you'll see, Doug said, some of the starters will suit up. So it'll be interesting to see. The beauty about the third preseason game is that when it's over, you got just one left, and the regular season will soon be upon us. And I'm real excited because one of the great Eagles and one of the great guys all time, I mean, he's just a class dude, is joining me tonight for Cousins Corner Live here at Parks Casino. And he is Jason Avant. What do you say, Jace? What's going on, man?
Doing good. What's up, Anthony? How you doing?
Good to see you, man.
Always good to see you. Great to be here in Parks Casino as well.
Yeah, man. It's really good. Now, we're just talking, and I'll hit you just at the top. There is a talk that Doug may play some of the starters tonight. Do you need to see Carson Wentz?
I would love to see Carson Wentz. It's very, very hard to start a season and expect to perform well without, you know, guys coming after you, trying to sack you. We sign waivers. We know what we signed up for. And you play football in order to get hit sometimes, right?
So build up calluses.
Yeah, build up calluses, but also you get used to the game. You get confidence in your body. All of those things are important. And to get live bullets week one versus Washington and not get it all preseason, I don't know how well he'll play that game.
So, you know, it's interesting. And the new kind of new school of thought.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get rid of the two preseason games coming up in the new CBA.
Yeah.
Is that joint practices will take care of a lot of that stuff, at least to build through it. And if you see what Belichick has always done in New England, he's always downplayed, and you know this from Andy, and I know this from Andy, the quadrants, the four, that you would break down the season into those four-game kind of blocks.
Yeah.
And Belichick has always devalued the first four, wanting you to get a kind of play yourself into it during the first four and then building you towards November, December playing really good football.
Well, Belichick, his guys played on the preseason though, right? So when we played the Titans, you saw Mariota out there in the first series and almost played a half, you know, or first quarter. But And he come. That's Vrabel. They come from Belichick's system. The starters get a chance to play. Now, Tom Brady's a little bit different.
Right.
So different. Now, Carson Wentz isn't Tom Brady. I love Carson Wentz. He has great potential and all those things.
Yeah, but
Carson,
of course.
You know, Tom Brady's 20th season. You know, it's tough, you know. So he can bypass games. But Carson coming off injuries, trying to get, you know, confident again, I think he needs to play.
It'll be interesting to see tonight if he does. So how he's transformed his body in a lot of different ways. He lost some weight. Looks really leaner right now.
Yeah.
He's got a lot on him. There was a story today on ESPN.com. I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but it really kind of detailed the last 2 years and everything that Carson, Jason, has gone through.
Yeah.
And you coming in now, I mean, that was a lot for a young player, particularly a young quarterback, to kind of endure.
Well, yes. So you come in and you get the keys to the car right away, pretty much. And he was doing stuff in the first 3 or 4 games as a starter that I didn't see, you know, veteran quarterbacks do. You know, Doug gave him, you know, keys to the offense where he was running 2-minute drills at the beginning of games and different things like that. They trust him. They put a lot on him. And when you go through the emotional roller coaster of being an MVP for a season, for most of the season, come back and you're backup, wins the Super Bowl, that's a rough thing for a young player. Then you come back and get injured again. It's a rough thing to get through. So he has a lot on him. The reason he has a lot on him is not just because of the injuries. It's because of all of the weapons that they have on offense.
Oh, man, they're loaded.
They're loaded on offense, and there is no other scapegoat. There's nothing. There's no other excuse you can have.
Yeah.
Their offensive line has the potential to be the best offensive line in football by far. They have 2 of the best tight ends in football. They have the best receiving core in football, right? And they have a stable of running backs that have been proven with Sproles and Howard. And then you put in a young guy in there, Miles Sanders. You have no weaknesses. So if you don't succeed, everyone's going to look at you.
It's on him. Now, listen.
Exactly.
And
everyone's
by the way,
look at you.
It should be. I mean, you know.
It should be. When you pay a guy $100 million or more, $30 million a year, you expect him to go out and win a ball game.
I completely agree. Listen, he's got the ability for it. But I kind of want to get into.
Yeah.
Because you're a deep dude. Like, you can you understand all the layers of it. You as a player, you've been around guys. You've seen the whole thing. So let's get into his mindset for a second.
Let's
go back to the Super Bowl year. He comes out and he plays, like you said, playing great football. He's really thinks he's got the game not mastered. But, you know, if you look at it on the field, he had a lot to do in the room.
Yes.
His favorite formation was empty because he felt like he could see. He knows where the safety is. He knows where he's going with the football. He was feeling good about himself. He had his swagger. He had confidence, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens, right? Then the injury happens.
Yeah.
And so then, the course, right, we all know, Super Bowl, Nick Foles, everything. But this is where the story really starts to get difficult. Okay, it's one thing, you know, you got your team to the number one seed, and yeah, it's tough that the backup goes in, and just looking at it from the singular sole purpose of one man, of you, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing. But then the comeback, like, he did whatever he could to get back early from the ACL.
Yeah.
Comes back. And then in the story, October the 7th is when he literally during a game couldn't sit down because of the back.
Yeah.
And he, you know, his numbers were okay, but he didn't look well. He didn't look right.
Yeah.
He was missing guys, too heavy on Ertz. He didn't, you know, he
did ball and accuracy was bad.
It wasn't there. So then it all plays out where they shut him down. The story comes out that he's tough to deal with.
Yeah.
That, you know, in the story today, in fact, Darren Sproles kind of jumped him a little bit and was like, dude, you know, it's about the team. It's not about you. It's about the team. And so there was some talk about, you know, getting lost in your own situation.
Yeah.
Which you kind of understand.
You have to understand it. Like, it's one of those humbling moments, right? So what made Carson Wentz special was that he has the innate ability to extend the play. Right? And even though he may not get it on the first read, because he can extend the play and keep his eyes down the field and he's not afraid of contact, he's able to make throws. So he can find Alshon late. He can get more guys involved. Now when he has a back problem, He has a knee problem. He can't go to his bat belt, his utility belt that he's been used to going to for years.
That's right.
Now he has to learn the game in a different way. And once he's not prepared for that, now you begin to see, okay, he's playing good, but it's not equating to wins. And that's what the bottom line in this league is. It doesn't matter how many touchdowns you throw for, how many yards you throw for. Tom Brady will never lead the league in yards, right? But he makes the plays when they count. What he does equates to winning. And we saw the last year, Carson Wentz play well on paper, but it wasn't equating to winning. And yes, going through all of that with Nick Foles there, and part of that's the Eagles, right? Part of that's the Eagles. I stood on radio the day after the Super Bowl and said, listen, if you don't make Nick Foles the starter, you got to get him out of here immediately.
Because you're right.
The potential of this happening could happen again. And now you're dealing with a monsoon, a humongous storm, which we've seen in this city. And it could have been done away with and his confidence restored by just moving a player and getting a lot of value from him at the beginning.
It always been odd. Foles comes back last year and rescues the season.
Exactly. He's one drop ball away from moving to the next round.
Right. And, they had won in L.A. before. And,
yep.
Who knows? And then you get into a complete what-if that if he had gone back to the Super Bowl, it would have even been a more, difficult situation. Crazy. You're talking about a monsoon. That's a monsoon, man.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been difficult at all. At that point, the guy wins two Super Bowls in a row. There's nothing else you can do. But thankful, that he was able to play well enough to get a contract. He was rewarded.
You're right.
Carson's here. He's our quarterback. He's capable. And this is the year that he has to. Super Bowl is hard because you need a lot of plays to go right. You need a Malcolm Butler pick on the goal line. You need a Julian Edelman catch. You need a David Tyree on the helmet. You need a Torrey Smith tip pass in championship game. You need so many things to go right in a Super Bowl.
Think about the Vikings game that turned everything around, right?
Yeah.
That pick six, right?
Patrick Robinson, yeah.
I mean, go back to the Falcons game when Foles was struggling in that first half.
Yeah.
And he throws what should have been picked off.
Torrey.
It goes off his thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And had that catch, which got him three.
Exactly. You got a Julio Jones, Jalen Mills jump ball. I'm taking Julio Jones 100% of the time in that situation.
Sure.
And, the league doesn't call pass interference in that situation. You need a bunch to go right? So I just want Carson Wentz to play well, play at an MVP caliber like he did 2 years ago. But not just 2 years ago, because 2 years ago you had your mobility. I want to see you get the ball out of your hand quicker and not depend on your athleticism, but learn the game in a way that will keep you in the Super Bowl. That's the difference between the Cam Newtons and Alex Smiths or those guys that were athletic, right? Those guys have Pro Bowl ceilings. The guys that can learn the game and know the game in their mind, they're always going to be in the Super Bowl conversation.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're so right. Just because that game is so brutal, that you're not going to survive it.
You just
even you look at Cam, right? As big and strong as Cam is,
he
who's a supreme athlete, you can't. You hack that Denver. Remember that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And that Denver defense was ridiculous.
It was so bad in that Super Bowl that they were only down 7 points, but it felt like they were down 30 the whole game. They're only down 7 points, it's one of those things that your athleticism is a blessing because you can depend on it at times, but it's also a curse because you depend on it too much.
Well, I love your Batman tool belt.
Yeah.
Because a lot of ways. And it could become a crutch.
It becomes a crutch, yeah.
So let's look at it. So one of the things he has to learn, he's a type A personality.
Yeah.
So to get it all off his chest, and you're a very spiritual person, to get it off his chest, he sat down with his pastor. And he just unloaded everything and got everything off his chest.
Yeah.
Feeling. Because you can relate to this. Listen, if you're a competitor, and you're a supreme athlete, a competitor, you want to be the one achieving.
Yeah.
As much as you want the team to do well, you do, but you want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So that's a tough balance.
It is. It's a balance that you learn, and it's harder for guys that has always been the guy, right? when you start dealing with the quarterback, so the quarterback is one of those positions in the National Football League is the one that's not challenged. So now you create a characteristic that form out of that. You have guys that are more sensitive. You have guys that can't take a bunch because they don't have a guy behind them that's challenging for their spot in their position. Every other position can get cut at any moment, any time. You let Le'Veon Bell go, you get James Conner. You let, it goes on and on. Antonio Brown, we get Juju Smith. Yep. Like, there's things that just happen with every other position. The quarterback is one of those positions that they placate and they baby so much that you get guys that get in their feelings a bunch. And so, yes, you have to take it back to, you know, mom and dad. Like, you can't get your way at this time, you know.
It's just so true. It was funny because, like, I remember I kind of saw with Five. When Five came in, because I was real close to it. Andy allowed me to kind of be embedded with them, remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was different dynamics because the defense, when Five comes in, the defense was the policymaker in the locker room.
Yeah.
Trot and Hugh Douglas and Duck. Dalk, obviously.
Troy. The biggest one. He's the biggest person.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So he comes in and you know, it's the defense. Defense goes, hey, listen, you got to do your thing. You know, but we're the leaders of the team.
Yeah.
And it's weird now when you look at Wentz because, you know, you got to be a leader. You got veteran teams, but it's on him to be a leader and be that guy that not just barking that way, but to get those guys to be confident in you.
Exactly. And the thing that Carson doesn't have, like the thing that's different between, I hear a lot of people saying it's the most talented team I've been on. Offensively, I can see that. Defensively, no. Because that team with Troy and Bobby they had it everywhere. Yeah. Javon Kirk, they had it everywhere. The most talented defense the Eagles probably, well, I won't say that because Buddy has some good ones too.
Right. Trop busting up the A-gap.
Yeah, all those things. So now they don't have the defense to rely on. Now it's just Carson because it's the offense. The offense has the most talent, has the biggest payroll. They have the most talent. So it's on him, and he has to show up. And I think that he will, as long as he doesn't put too much pressure on himself. The thing about it is Nick Foles has shown you over the last couple years you don't have to be a superhero. You have enough talented people just to get them the ball, and they'll make yards for you.
Listen, and we're talking to Jason Avant. He is our co-host tonight. And you played receiver in this league.
Yeah.
You know, and you're a guy with hands.
Yeah.
And you're a guy that you have that basketball kind of feel about you where you know you got to post up, use your body, and if it's a 50-50 ball, you're going to go up and get it.
You get it.
And it felt like Foles allowed his guys. It's like you saw him and Alshon, and he was allowed to go up and make a play on the ball.
Well, that's the difference, right? So I'm going to give you guys a scenario. Let's look at Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. Because Tony Romo was able to give Dez Bryant a shot. He's not always the fastest guy. He can create space with his body at the end of the route, so you have to trust him. So Dez is a Pro Bowler with Tony Romo. You bring in Dak Prescott, now all of a sudden Dez Bryant can't play. I don't believe that. It's just that some guys trust more. Some guys understand that I just put the ball up in a spot where the defender can't get it, and his body size, he has vertical separation and strength that he's going to get to the ball. And that's the difference between Nick and Carson when it comes to Alshon. And the same will be true with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah.
Because he's one of those guys that kind of rumbles and bumbles when he runs.
Stanford like, it's offense.
It's not like, you know, as smooth. And you have to throw the ball up and give those guys a shot. You have bigger guys, give them a shot. And Deshaun, you lead because you don't want it short because he's not going to jump up and get it.
Right.
You know, knowing that and seeing that, I think he'll adjust.
Yeah, I think Carson was better at throwing to guys like Deshaun.
Yeah.
Like, I remember a couple times during that run to the Super Bowl when he was healthy, he was playing lights out football. You know, there was a couple, like, just basket throws. The one that Sproles on a wheel route.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, he's dropping in a bucket. So I think he can make that throw.
Yeah.
But, you know, the throw to the dude, like that Alshon throw, he's got to work on.
Yeah, he has to work on it. And another thing, too, on the run to the Super Bowl, Doug was calling some light-out games.
Yeah.
People don't go – when you go back and look at those tapes, when you see guys open when he hits his back step and the ball's coming out right away, that means the offensive coordinator is beating the defensive coordinator. When the guy has to go to his second and third read, that means the defensive coordinator is winning. And in that run, you saw Carson dropping back on his last step, throwing the ball, and guys were wide open. And now when you make a guy go through a second and third progression, now you start to get into who's who in the NFL, because everyone will look good on that first progression read, because that's the one you practice. The quarterback, offensive coordinator.
Exactly.
They script for that.
You script it? Exactly.
But when you have to get down to the check down and into three and four and know when they become one, that's when it becomes good.
And the pocket starts to crumble.
Exactly. That's when you become elite. Yeah. Now, you heard some high praise from was Earl Thomas this week, calling him, elite quarterback. And I respect that guy more than any safety,
in the
last 3 years, because he gets to the football. He knows what the quarterback is doing. And to get praise from him like that by practicing all week, that was pretty good confidence.
I thought that was it was good for the offense to go up against that defense. That defense is really no joke. That secondary is no joke.
Now, I don't know about the front seven.
The front's better than linebacker.
Yeah. When you lose Mosley, it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, but that secondary is really good. So I think, and plus, Harbaugh and Doug both learned from the Andy School. So
yeah,
they beat him up the last couple days.
Yeah, I was there for practice. It was like an Eagles reunion. All the coaches that were on the Ravens, and it was so funny. They pulled me over to the side. Come talk to my players. I'm like, dude, I'm in Eagles gear. They have me on the side. I can't go and talk to the Ravens. It was weird.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is great. And you saw how hard it was. Hot. And they kept going and going
They kept going, man. They kept going. The defense looked pretty good. They looked pretty good, like, the last few days of that scrimmage, man. Not scrimmage, but that practice. They had, like, six chances to intercept the ball. They intercepted three of them, It was, they were getting to Lamar Jackson.
I was curious, because I'm going to be interested to see. Think about what teams are going to do against them. They're going to try to shorten games. They're going to try to run the ball. Ravens are a team that looked their back round and pound.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if this defense, Eagles defense, could stack up against the ground and pound type of team.
100. Like, the one area that I really don't worry about the Eagles is their front seven. I don't really worry about that too much.
Linebackers, you're cool with linebackers?
You know what? You have to have, when you have so much up front, when you have Malik Jackson, you have
Brandon
Graham, and you got Fletcher Cox, and you got, man, have you seen the kid Deshaun Hall playing?
Oh, yeah.
He's wrecking somebody's chances right now.
Yeah, he's the star camp.
Yeah, right, he's the star camp. And when you have that much talent up front, you're going to be able to stop the run. You're going to be able to stop the run. And with the offense that the Eagles have, truthfully, how many times will a team have the opportunity to just sit back and run the ball?
Well, it's funny because early on, before, at some point you're going to get them out. A lot like, Andy's philosophy, which was, and I still remember this day, and saying, here's what you do. You have an offense, and then on defense, you get two corners and two ends. And, sooner or later, they're going to have to get out, and they're going to have to throw to get back in the game.
Yeah.
So you got guys coming at you, and you got guys that can cover.
They can cover. Yeah. And you know what? One of the stars for me has been Sidney Jones. Sidney Jones has
Great to hear.
He's been, I don't know if it's going to translate to until live action, right? But he's actually thrown his nose in there on some tackles. I've seen him beat a few blocks and make a tackle. Because it has nothing to do with his ability. It has to do with the want to. Nothing to do with his ability. Like I said, you come from the West Coast, you're in the Pac-12, they got 72 receivers out there running routes, you never have to take on a block, you never have to step up in the run game, and you get to a city, just like Nelson Aguilar, that's going to talk about everything that you do wrong. It's a culture shock, and you have to go through that adjustment, and I seen him throwing it in there in that first series last game. He made three tackles in a row, and I thought it was a telling sign of what he could be.
It's funny you said that because I got a buddy of mine. We do a show on Fox, Lincoln Kennedy, who played at Washington. He's a Pac-12 analyst, of course, for the Raiders. And Link was a big-time tackle in the NFL for Oakland. But he's tight with a lot of the Washington guys. And he said, when Sidney gets drafted, I go, what do you know about the kid? And he goes, listen, kid's got skills, but, you know, you got to go inside the chest a little bit, and, you know, he's got to bring that out of him.
Yeah, no.
And you're saying the same thing. So it's good to see that he's getting a little physical, that he's coming out of it a little bit.
You got to. Like, if I was a coach on the Eagles, I would get the biggest guy that I have on as a receiver or tight end and just run him at him every play and beat the hell out of him. Like, you just have to in order to get him used to it, right? Yeah. Because some guys are so talented, they can avoid it, right? Because they can cover so well, they can pick. You know, I have to make a tackle. That Deion mentality. Deion was that good that he really didn't have to tackle because he was the best that ever do it. You know, but most guys aren't like that. You have to get in the run game. I would love to bring back the days of Charles Woodson and Antoine Winfield and those guys, man.
You know? That's awesome. I love Charles Woodson, man. What a player. All right, we got lots to get to tonight. Jason Avant hanging out here. We're at Parks Casino, Street Road in Bensalem. A little Eagles pregame until the third game of the official third game of the preseason.
Wow.
I know. We're almost there, baby.
Cut day is almost up.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell some stories, man. I need some stories. We got to get some stories. Jay Vaught is hanging out. We're live at the Sportsbook, Parks Casino, Street Road in Bensalem, PA's number one casino. And let me talk about the Parks Casino right now. I look out. We're in the Sportsbook, the $10 million Sportsbook, and it is amazing. It's the screens wrap around the entire room. It's a great place to come hang, watch all the games. When the season does start, you're going to fall in love with it. Come and all your buddies. And if you can't get here, just go, and you want a little action on the games, then all you got to do is go to parkscasino.com/PA. You're in Pennsylvania. No worries. You get a $250 free bet when you open up your account. So go to PA. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS, and you get your $250 free bet. It is Parks Casino right here, Street Road. You got to check it out. And the home of Cuz's Corner. We'll be back in just a moment. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It is Anthony Gargano. When you think about summer, you think family vacation, right? What better way to take that family trip than in a new Jeep or Ram from the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Make it easier than ever. Save now during the summer clearance event. Plus, this year only, the summer of Jeep. Right now, get a new 2019 Jeep 4x4 for only $99 a month. That's right, just $99 a month. Or drive home a new Ram pickup for only $199 a month. That's savings up to $16,000 off MSRP. Get the best deals of the year during the summer clearance event going on right now. The uncles over at Family. See the uncles, Greg and Paul. Save thousands on that new Jeep and Ram today at Family. The lowest prices, no pressure experience, the best service after the sale. Bring your family to ours in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Minutes from all the bridges and sure points when you visit Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Listen, you're truly family. That's what you are. No customer, family. You're family. Shop online anytime at familyautos.com. Available on select models. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for detail. Offer ends August 22nd, 2019.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Got plans for Labor Day weekend? Do they include saving money? Because Labor Day savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Get a quiet running Whirlpool dishwasher that senses how dirty your dishes are and adapts its cleaning cycle. It's just $378, so you'll save $200. Sounds like a plan. See why with Labor Day savings, today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through September 11th.
Don't miss the Burns Honda Summer Spectacular event. Get spectacular summer clearance pricing on your favorite models, like a new 2019 CR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $139 a month. But hurry, when summer ends, so do these clearance savings. Shop online at BurnsHonda.com. And for spectacular Honda deals all summer long, turn to Burns.
Stock number KH208660, 4679 down payment, no security deposit, residual 15809. These payments total $5,004. Price includes all costs to be paid by a consumer, except for licensing, registration, fees, and taxes. Includes gap insurance. Well qualified customers through AHF. It's 9319.
What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambler. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parks Casino, your place for action and excitement. Beat the heat, grab for cash. August 23rd, one winner every half hour steps into our money machine and grabs as much free play as possible. As the temperature rises, so will the prizes. Triple your luck Saturday, August 25th. For every 40 entries earned, play a mystery game right at your slot machine. Top prize, $1,000 free slot play. Countess Luann DeLesseps and friends live Saturday, September 28th at the Excite Center. Joe Hand Excite Fight Night 5, September 20th. CFFC 78, September 21st. Tickets on sale now. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21 gambling. I'm going to the gambler.
This is Brian Westbrook. If you need maintenance on your vehicle, go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports Talk for Sewell and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 6:31 right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. The Eagles pregame show, live from the sportsbook. That's right. Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, Jason Avant.
Yes, sir.
Big fan of Jason Avant.
We're big fans of him. I'm learning. He's teaching me.
You know, believe me.
Schooling.
You got it. You got this. You were hanging with my boy, I heard, too. Yeah. Joe Marone.
Joe is the man. I was with him yesterday working with big brothers and big sisters trying to get...
Fashion touchdown.
Yeah, fashion touchdown, trying to get more mentors for these young kids that need help in the city.
Well, Joe was, years ago, he's been a big brother forever.
Forever.
Forever. It's a great story.
Because, now he's the chairman.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? And he mentored a young person who became a lawyer just like him.
Wow.
Yeah,
you never know. There's times and instances when it comes to that kids sign up for the list and can't find a mentor. And before you know it, they're on the streets. And we had a story recently. And Joe was able to get this kid out of trouble. Now he's in college, you know. Yeah. So you never know what, you know, doing something else and thinking about, you know, others can do for, you know, their lives. But also it helps you out.
And, you know, to bring it back full circle to this, see, this is what the Eagles, right? The Eagles mean so much to us.
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you a question. Like, when you come in from Michigan, you come in the whole thing, right? You come to Philadelphia. What was going through your head when you realized how big it is here?
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, University of Michigan is a big program,
right?
It's a big program, big following.
But you're an A&R,
but it's not as passionate. It's not as passionate, right? So we have more fans and there's more people because the alumni and years and years and hundreds, you know. But when it comes to just the pure passion of the Philadelphia Eagles and loving the team and bleeding green and those things, I've never seen anything like it. And it's a beautiful thing. I didn't understand it as a player. I didn't understand the boos. I didn't understand the frustration. It had to do with a lot of things that, you know, the guys around us winning. You know, a lot of, you know, the Cowboys winning, the Redskins winning, the Giants winning. But when we're going to win one, we finally got one. And now you can't shut us up anywhere you go. And that's the way it should be.
Well, it's true. Have you noticed that we were talking about a lot last year, that the Super Bowl had such a calming effect on everyone. It was almost like we had this Super Bowl lobotomy, and we kind of last year was like a fog, man. We're still celebrating last year.
It was awesome. I was in that stadium, and I was there to work, but I ended up just taking the time out to just enjoy the game. And I remember when Brandon Graham made the sack, everyone, you know, erupted. I'm like, Tom Brady, I have one more chance. Let's sit there. And when that ball got knocked down, I just cried like a baby, to the point that the Patriots fans came out and gave me a hug. It's like, man, you guys deserve this, because I've never seen any fans like care about a win like this, you know. And it was the whole city running Launch Trampoline Park, man. Our business like doubled. You know, people just wanted to spend money, man. It was great.
It truly was. I mean, I'll tell you. So I have the same friends since I was a kid. And we got a room. We got a hotel room to watch the game. All the guys, my cousin, like all the guys. And so, you know, we're watching. We're going nuts, man. We're just dying, right? Like the whole time. And then, of course, they win. And we're freaking out. And we walked. We got a bottle of tequila.
And yeah. And
we walked down Walnut Street. And we're just sitting. And, like, the people just started flocking, right? Like, and it's... We sat on the corner, drank until I had to go to work at 5 o'clock. At 5:30 in the morning, I had to Uber in, and crying, hugging strangers.
Yeah,
it was the
a little
great
sexual harassment. Look at everything. It was just going on.
The scene. I'll never forget the scene, because as you approach down Walnut Street to get to Broad Street, it was like
bananas.
It was. It was awesome. I always wondered what it would have been like, because we saw the Phillies win recently, and I was a kid when the Sixers won. But, like, what it would be like if the Eagles finally won? And you know how close. I mean, the part of it what made us crazy was that this team was so close so many times.
And, you know, what made it special is that it was the unlikely.
Yeah,
team.
You didn't see it coming.
You just didn't see it coming. There was years where he's like, oh, this team is stacked. Like this year, you look at it and you say, this team is stacked. No, like we played terrible at times.
That's right.
When Jason Peters got hurt, man, I was like, man, we got to depend on Vahe. Like I was, you know, you go through those moments of time and he comes through big.
I know.
Like it was over and over, and every position had to step up and make a play, and they just kept doing it with, you know, backups, Jalen Mills, Rasul, whoever's in there made a play at the right time. It was unbelievable, and they were so together, and they were good people.
Great people.
The best collection of players that worked together was just awesome.
Nah, they were a great group. And I gotta tell you, I could come clean. So when Carson gets hurt, I was miserable for 2 weeks.
Like, that's funny.
And it was right around Christmas, remember?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, we got no hope. And like, we've been through it, man.
Yeah.
And I go back to that Randall breaking the leg when he had that defense in front of him. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
Kid right now.
And God bless everybody, because there were a lot of people that believed, you know, St. Nick and all stuff. And I didn't, right? I didn't believe a little bit. And I remember how erratic he was, and I remember they played the Raiders on Christmas Eve.
He played terrible.
He was awful, and I'm going, man, we got no shot. And some people believed in the stars, man, and it was all like, it was the greatest surprise ever. To this day, I go, I still can't believe that happened.
The thing about it is that, you know, I was always biased because Nick is one of my best friends, right? He's one of my better friends. So I was always biased, but I knew one thing. If he gets hot, he can, like, it's insane. When he's on target,
wow, you're so right.
It lasts. It's not one of those things where he gets hot for a game. When he gets hot and get dialed in, it will last a long period of time. And that's what I was banking on. I was like, all right, he's not playing well, but one of these games he's going to get hot. And he did.
And he didn't just...
Total team victory. But when you break it down, he did not manage a game.
He won.
He outdueled Tom Brady.
The throws. I mean, throw to Clement. The throw. You just go one after the other. He was throwing darts.
It was unbelievable. And the timing of the plays, they were just on time. The right people at the right time.
What is it about that? Like, explain to me, because you know him well, right? Because I to this day, it's one of the most interesting things. First half against Atlanta, he's bad.
Yeah.
He was bad.
I'm gonna tell you the difference.
Yeah.
First half versus Atlanta, they're still running Carson Wentz's offense.
The RPOs?
Yeah. They're still doing it, and that's fine.
I was going to ask you, that's fine.
They're under center a little bit now, but Nick understands the game when you kind of spread it out a little bit, right? And he's able to make the decisions. And they went from Carson's offense to Nick's offense, which was more shotgun and because that's what he did in high school.
And the RPOs, like they ran all the RPOs for him.
Yeah, he did it in high school. He did it in college at Arizona. And he did it with Chip Kelly for a while, where he's sitting back and he's able to navigate and be able to see what's going on. And that's all he did. They just changed that, and they gave him opportunities to have input. That was it. And it was the difference in, you know, but it was about the timing. Some people have the ability to elevate their game in moments. And it's not important until it's important. Until it's a third down, until it's a fourth down, until the game is on the line. There are certain players in those moments, like take the time out through the year, not just in fantasy, who's doing good in stats. See the guys that make plays and show up in clutch moments consistently. Those guys will win you Super Bowls. That's why I love Patrick Mahomes. Because in clutch moments, he gets better.
Yeah.
And that's the characteristic of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And those moments, like, that's what I want to see from Carson Wentz. It's not about the wins and the losses. It's in those clutch moments when the games are decided.
That's a great point.
What do you do? And do you do that consistently?
That's a great point. And that's what he needs to prove.
Yeah.
Because it's funny. I love Carson. I love the story of Carson, right? Yeah, the North Dakota kid, reminds me of Favre.
Yeah.
Comes in, you know, Hunter, whatever. So I kind of like, all right, kid looks like a quarterback to me. You know, like Nick's different, right? Gangly.
A little goofy looking guy.
Right, come on. Yeah. Exactly. And Wentz, the kid, looks. You put a helmet on him, he looks like a quarterback, right? Got a good arm.
Yeah.
And I go, man, we've been waiting since Donovan to get a quarterback. Like. And so I really like him a lot. So I was really high on him. And, you know, I wanted them to draft him. I liked him better than Goff. I looked at Goff's legs. I looked at, you know, system guy, the whole thing. So I loved Wentz coming out of college. And, you know, I got into that defensive, like, because you know how it is. Like, when you...
They make you choose.
Right. When you feel, like, the same thing. You feel you got a stake in it, right?
Yeah.
No different than coaches and GMs and the whole thing.
And scouts.
Right.
Yeah.
It's your guy, right?
It's your guy.
So my cousin, who I have a cousin, Joey, who's we're around the state, a couple years older than me, and big sports. We grew up together, and he's like, dude, your boy needs to do something to clutch. And I was like, real dude, I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, dude, you got to finish, man. You got to be able to go in and finish. And, like, I'll listen to him, because you know how it is. You have someone like, from in your family.
Yeah.
You'll listen to, you know, because you respect their opinion. And I got defensive, like I was get argumentative.
Yeah.
And I think back to it, and I go, and I told him, man, I'm like, dude, you're right. He's got to do that. And you're saying the same thing. And that's the difference. If he's ever going to win, you got to be Money.
You got to do it when it matters most. Because, and that's why I was able to play 10 years, right? Because you're going to throw the ball to Deshaun and Macklin and all those guys. Coach Reed was smart enough to know that those guys are great players, but when the game is on the line, I need somebody that I can depend on. If the wind was blowing, it's raining, I still can throw the ball to Jason. We can make a yard. We can get a first down, right? Because those are certain.
And it didn't matter. You didn't need two hands,
and I didn't need to catch a ball the whole game in order to do it. But those things, there are certain players that you just need to have that ability. And who has to have it on a team in order to win the Super Bowl? It has to be in a quarterback position.
Yeah.
Has to be. And one of the things that helps Nick out, Nick was a junkyard dog. He looks like Shaggy from, you know, Scooby-Doo.
Right.
But check this out. He played, and he was going to Georgetown to play basketball. He's used to being in fights.
Yeah.
He's used to, you know, I battle him in the post a lot in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, he'll hit you in the nuts, all that stuff. Nick is he gets down dirty in order to win game. He has that competitive drive and that competitive nature. It wasn't given to him. He had to earn it.
That's awesome. All right, we got lots to do, lots to get to. We're gonna open up the phone lines coming up too. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You want to talk a little birds, Jason Avant, Love having Jason part of the station,
the man. I'm learning from the best here.
We got lots to get to right here on the Eagles pregame show live from Parks Casino Street Road. Ben Salem.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. If you want to make your summer funner, go where I go, DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. They've got everything motorsports, from motorcycles and off-road vehicles to the ultimate in summer fun, Yamaha Wave Runners. Stop in and check out the all-new 2019 Yamaha EXR that's perfect for entry-level riders. For the more experienced riders, check out the FX Series. It truly raises the bar of luxury. At DHY Motorsports, it's all about family, and you can be sure the person you bought from will be there when you come back for your gear, or your first service, or your next toy.
Join DHY for their next bike night, Monday, September 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. Show off your bike, grab a bite to eat, and check out our inventory of fun-to-ride Yamahas. So go fast, go now, go to DHY Motorsports. 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. Online at DHY.com.
An unreliable network can cost you money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction knocks out the power, you can still upload that presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $59.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/2/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get rebates up to $1,500 or special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system to keep cool for the rest of the summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Welcome back to SportsView. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Get it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Big Kahuna Sale! Surf's up and the prices are down at Gateway Dia! Celebrate the savings during our spectacular Hawaiian Luau! Come see just how low can we go! How about $169 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? $189 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? And only $159 a month for a new 2019 Kia Soul? Now those are some low payments! Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Big Kahuna Sale! Summer fun and big savings at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com. Aloha!
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with Tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 8/31/2019.
Tune in every day for the Fanatics Business of Sports, powered by Pico for Business. Take advantage of Pico's energy efficiency program incentives that can help you reduce your energy consumption. Pico.com/more savings. Welcome to the Fanatic family. This is 97.5.
Hi, welcome back. Eagles pregame show live, Parks Casino, the fabulous sports book right here, Street Road. Ben Salem, as we get ready for some Eagle football. Can't wait. Jason Avant,
nice.
Hanging out at the pregame show. Jace, when you look at this team and you look at the offense, because you're kind of giddy, but I sense it.
Yeah.
The weapons that's there. So, how do you now keep everybody happy?
Can't. You just can't. And so that's the one thing that kind of makes me leery is that you have so many guys, and if they're not getting the ball, what's going to happen? I've seen last year when they targeted Ertz so many times, yeah. They're beginning to be rumblings,
yeah,
in the locker room. That's going to happen to someone. Do you think Nelson would love that going on a contract year? No.
Right.
Do you think Goddard wants to play? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that Alshon wants to get the ball? Yes. And I know for sure that number 10 wants the ball.
Yeah.
So Wentz has to play well. And he has to play well to the point that he's accurate and that he's getting guys touches. And that's going to be a hard thing, because we are always saying when football season come out, you got to run the ball. You run the ball 20, 30 times a game or 20 times a game, it only leaves a few opportunities for receivers. And who's going to get frustrated?
It's true.
It's just the nature of the beast.
I know.
Do I run the ball 15 times a game, 12 times a game, and then make everybody else happy? That's not winning either.
And here's the other thing, too. You also got backs that can catch it out of the backfield. So, you know, you got Sanders, you got Corey, Sproles is going to get, you put him on a fish, going to be a weapon for, five, six plays.
There are so many different formations that the Eagles can get into to be a problem. If the Eagles go two tight ends and no receivers and three running backs, that actually can be a successful formation with them, and they spread everyone out because the defense wouldn't even know what to do with it. They can go three tight ends. They can go all receivers. They can do so many different things and be successful. So Doug has to, call, outstanding. He has to have an outstanding year in order to keep everyone happy. Now, they're pros. They're getting paid. Will they be mature? Winning solves a lot of things. So I'm not being doom and gloom, because if you're winning, you're going to feel bad about complaining.
Yeah, you're right. Because that'll keep everybody in check.
Exactly. If you're winning, no one's going to say anything. But if you start to lose a few games and guys not getting the ball, then you have a problem.
You got to keep that. I'm completely with you. But it's funny because you talk about the different packages, and to me that 12 personnel, right, with those two guys, Deshaun. And then if you have Sanders in the backfield,
yeah,
how do you defend that? Because, you got to worry about, you can run the ball. If you're a nickel, you just run the ball.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to have a mismatch, because you can have Sanders. Sanders shows you can run a route.
Yeah.
So you get Sanders out of the backfield. You got those two tight ends. And the biggest problem on the field is 10.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? You gotta roll safety his way.
The biggest thing that Deshaun brings to the team is that he dictates coverage.
Yep.
So now, this is how the NFL works. Offensive coordinator is trying to time up his shots, his big plays, against the defense that he likes. But it's kind of hard because the defense coordinator is always switching it up, right? If he did, cover three on second down this time, he's going to do it on third down or fourth down. And it's about you trying to time up that big play. When you put Deshaun on the field, it just takes away certain coverages out of your defense. Now it makes your opportunity to hit a shot or your perfect play more likely. So now you're more explosive. That's how those things work. And also, now when Deshaun's out there, he needs two people over the top of him. Now Alshon has a one-on-one. Now Zach Ertz, 8 yards per catch goes to 12 yards per catch. Now there's more running lanes. There are so many different things that happen when you have a guy that's explosive out there. Everyone's going to worry about him more than any other player on the field, because he can beat you at a drop of a dime. That's one of those players. Like, there's guys that you can... Alshon's a great player, but he's not going to beat you consistently. Ertz is a great player. He's not going to beat you. You can give him 100 catches, you're still going to lose games. You give Deshaun 3 catches, you mess around and lose, because those 3 catches are going to be worth about 30 or 40 yards per catch.
Damn straight, yeah. And it's amazing. I guess the most interesting thing, too, is... They haven't had, Wentz hasn't had a guy on the outside. Torrey Smith you know, it was fast. At the end. You know, it was the end. He didn't really have a choice. Last year, he didn't have anybody.
Yeah.
Deshaun just adds so much space. Go back to when Deshaun, you play with Deshaun.
Yeah.
And Macklin, and Shady. The spacing on the field was ridiculous.
It's always going to be ridiculous. Like when you have Deshaun on the field, like you have to figure out ways. Like when you have him, he has to become your like number one receiver.
That's right.
Like because you have to show that you can get him the ball when you want, and then it opens up everything else. Only time I ever got double teamed was on third down. And very rarely on third down did I ever get double teamed, because you can't do it with him on the field. There are certain things that you can do with other people, but with him on the field, it's hard to double team multiple people because he's going to carry it, you know, and they're going to roll the safety. You're going to be able to hit Deshaun on or Macklin down the field because the safeties, as soon as you look at Deshaun, he's gone, right? Because they're afraid of him. The defensive coordinators, their game plans goes like this. Hey, they have this player, this player, this player. This player here, number 10, can beat you. And we're not going to let him beat you. We'll try. We'll put our money, you know, against, you know, our second corner versus Macklin. Let's make Macklin beat us. Let's make Ertz beat us or whoever else. But we're not going to let number 10 beat you. And now you're giving other guys opportunities. Because Sproles isn't a nightmare. Miles Sanders is going to be a nightmare. Ertz is a nightmare. And now you're getting...
I actually think Goddard can be... I hate to say it. I think Goddard's better than Ertz.
I won't say that he's
better. I think he can be.
I don't think that he's better than Ertz. I just think that he has the ability to run after the catch better than Ertz.
Yeah, again, we haven't seen it, but I'm just saying just from... I think he can be pretty nasty, man.
I think that he's good. I know one thing that he can do better than Ertz, and that's...
Yeah.
That's stay up before after contact.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. Ertz is my man. And Ertz is trying to play 15, 16 years.
Yeah,
you know?
So
he's being smart. He's not Brent Celek in it where he's trying to take on 62 people.
That's the truth. All right. We're going to take a quick TO. We are here. We got Eagle football tonight. I got to ask you about preseason and camp and how it used to be.
Man. Practice?
It's funny because you guys that went through it, and you see it now, and you're going,
a few years later,
I'd be all right.
All right. Like, I wish I would have had it when I first started, because that was the biggest thing. I had so many injuries. My first 3 years, I had to battle through injuries. People don't know it because I always played. But I tore MCLs, and I was playing with separated shoulders, sports hernia, stuff like that. Still getting open, still playing. But I was going through so much just because of the rigors of camp. All the reps that I had. When you get drafted as a receiver with Coach Reed, you take every rep. And he yells at you when you try to get out. It's excruciating, man. It's crazy. It was bananas to me that he didn't want a guy behind me to take a rep.
Hold the thought, because there's a lot to talk about with that.
Okay.
This is the Eagles pregame show for 97.5 The Fanatic. We are live at Parks Casino. The sports book right here. It's amazing. Come on and hang out with it. Let me tell you about it. It's a $10 million incredible... Jason, look at this place.
It's
magnificent, isn't it?
They say this is the longest television or the widest television in history. The screen, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? Yep. My man Bryce over here.
Bigger than Times Square.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's going to be a great place to come and hang and watch all the games and get all the odds and everything else. So yeah, make sure that you get together with your boys. You head on over to the sportsbook right here at Parks Casino. PA's number one casino. If you can't make it here and you want a little action online, go to parkscasino.com/PA. In fact, if you sign up now, make your account and use promo code SPORTS and you get a free $250 wager. Again, it's parkscasino.com/PA and the promo code is SPORTS. We are live. Jason Vonda, Anthony Gargano here at Parks Casino. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back in just a moment.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey guys, Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They've made amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, but this is the best one yet. During the Summer of Jeep event, get 0% financing for 75 months and make no payments for 90 days on Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Renegade to qualified buyers. That means no payments till Thanksgiving. So here it is one more time. 0% financing for up to 75 months and no payments for 90 days. For more selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Not all applicants may qualify. 0% for 75 months on Compass and Renegade at $1,333 per thousand finance. Other Jeep models qualify for 0% for 72 months, excluding Gladiator and Wrangler. Cannot combine with other offers, not valid with trade. Ends 8/31/19.
I was running a 10K. At mile 3, I had chest pains. Lying in the ER, I thought about my dad. He had had his first heart attack at age 45. I thought about my life. I ate cinnamon rolls, I barely exercised, and I drank 5 sodas a day. I had 2 young kids. I had to clean up my act. So I started eating right, exercising, and I lost 40 pounds. I found my mission in life. I wanted to reward others who made healthy choices too. So I created Health IQ to save people who live a healthy lifestyle money on life insurance. It's simple. We start by shopping the top 30 life insurance companies. Then we apply our exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. Health IQ is the only company with these special rates. Go to healthiq.com/radio to see if you can save up to 41% on your life insurance. healthiq.com/radio. That's healthiq.com/radio.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Marjorie, am I paying our employees too much?
You kidding, sir? We get peanuts.
Well, so how'd Spangler get that brand new car?
It's used, sir. You went to CarSense. And I got a lifetime engine guarantee to boot.
CarSense certified cars are reconditioned to look just like new. So you get a smart-looking car at smarter prices.
That Spangler's brighter than I thought.
He's still working here, sir. Can't be a genius.
CarSense. See our newest location. Now open in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania.
What a night. Parks Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road 805-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parks Casino, your place for action and excitement. Beat the heat, grab for cash. August 23rd, one winner every half hour steps into our money machine and grabs as much free play as possible. As the temperature rises, so will the prizes. Triple your luck Saturday, August 25th. For every 40 entries earned, play a mystery game right at your slot machine. Top prize, $1,000 free slot play. Countess Luann DeLessips and friends live Saturday, September 28th at the Excite Center. Joe Hand Excite Fight Night 5, September 20th. CFFC 78, September 21st. Tickets on sale now. Visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21 gambling. I'm going to the gambler.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
All right, 7 o'clock across the Delaware Valley as we get ready for the preseason. Game number 3. And, of course, this used to be the great dress rehearsal for the
quarters.
Season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Would you look at it, and you see it both ways.
Yeah.
Would you prefer easier camp, less work in the preseason? Did that help your body, or do you need that whole callus thing?
It's a long season, and your body has to build up the stamina. You train, you know, a few months in off season, and you're expecting guys to train on their own. Some do it, some don't. You take that chance of getting guys injured later in the year if you don't take them through a rigorous camp. somebody's body will break down and someone's going to tear ACL. Someone's going to tear ACL walking down the street. I've seen a guy literally in walkthrough tear his ACL. I've seen another guy going down the tunnel at Michigan tear his ACL. We were walking down the tunnel. So if
are you serious? The tunnel?
I've seen the craziest stuff when it happens. And if you live with that much fear about a guy getting hurt, you're in the wrong profession.
Yeah.
You can't be successful worrying about what if. You have to go after it. You have to play well and prep. And you can't worry about injuries as much as we're worried about injuries. You can't. It's a 100% injury rating when you're playing football. At some point in time, you're going to get hurt. And we don't know that time. We don't know that when. And these coaches are being softies, man. They are literally. It's already bad. You can't hit anybody. But now the coaches are. They don't want to. You know. They don't want to deal with the blowback if the quarterback or someone gets hurt. They don't want to deal with that. And they're soft. It's just nature. It's just
that's
true.
So funny. I feel you.
And you have a soft team. Because your team is now taking on the mindset of the coach.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily coach, but of because it's not Doug. It's not a particular. It's becoming a culture in the NFL.
It is.
And they're making business decisions. So now you're teaching them to make business decisions. Now when they're on the field and they see the run game, and they're going to turn it down because they're used to making business decisions.
I don't know. That's
it's true. You're right. But again, it's really the indicator of what's going wrong or of what's going on in society in a lot of ways. I mean,
exactly.
You know, there is a piece of that's kind of rings true everywhere.
Exactly. You can't. Snow days happening way too often because everybody's going to get sued. You know, it's just the nature of the beast, man. In our society, we got to go back. We got to go back.
Got to get hungry. Get a little bit. Got
to
get hungry.
Man, come on. Let's send these kids to school, man.
It's the truth, man. It didn't snow one time last year, but my kids were off like 5 days.
Man, he's like, dude, I can't keep taking off work, man. You got to go to school, man. That's what I'm paying you for. I'm paying you to get babysit at school.
That's the truth, man. That's the truth. All right, so when you think about this team, and you think about, I'm going to give you, how would you defend the Eagles? Like, I have an idea of what I was talking to a coach in the league, a defensive guy. And we were talking about, you know, the Eagles, you know, the amazing weapons they have and what kind of challenge that they're going to really for defenses. And the biggest thing that I kind of came up with, well, we came up with using his active knowledge was pressure up the middle, pressure the A-gap, overload, and force the ball to come out quickly and you know, not give him any time to breathe.
Yeah, that's. And if I'm a defensive coordinator, you have to, because he hasn't been his best, especially last year against the blitz. He hadn't been the best at it. So, putting people in his face and not giving him an opportunity to see, you know, what's in front of him and getting the ball out quick. That may be a way to win games. The other thing too is that. I don't know if he's graduated to the level that where zone dogs, like zone blitzes and different things like that, he can recognize that quick, right?
Yeah,
there are certain guys that you cannot play zone against.
Yeah.
We've seen it against the Saints. Like, we always go into a game trying to play. We always go into a game trying to play the Saints in zone. And it's one of those guys that you just can't play zone against. Brady, you can't play zone against him if you don't have the dogs to beat him up man-to-man to lock up and rush him. You don't have a shot. And I don't think Carson is mature to that level yet. So, yes, zone dogs and complex zones where they're rolling and different things like that, just switching it up a lot until he matures to that point. Once he gets to that point where he can pick apart his zone, you'll see, you know, that's when he's going to be at, you know, the top five.
I think you're dead right. I mean, he at times struggles with linebacker depth.
Yeah.
And that safety he doesn't see. Think about linebacker depth. He doesn't. Sometimes he misses. Don't see the guy.
Well, he got picked off 3 times last year on the same type of play, and it's the classic Ed Reed like cut, right? So in a cover three, when you run deep across the field, the safety can cut, And the backside corner, if he doesn't have responsibility, he's going to replace him. And if you throw the front side post, the backside corner will go and pick it. And we saw him get picked like that versus Jalen Ramsey. It happened a few other times, but it's the same play. And you have to know that. That's like a zone thing that people will do this year because they had success on him. So until he gets to the point of beating zones, you're going to see a lot of zone blitzing and getting pressure in his face. Not necessarily man-to-man, because man-to-man, you can kind of coach up and get a rub, a pick, and you get a guy like Deshaun or Sproles as a touchdown. But zone blitzes where guys are dropping off the defensive line into the flat, guys that are unexpected being in coverage, those things will give him trouble at this stage.
And so the best way to attack him, because that offense looks so stacked, would be overloading pressure.
Yeah, overloading pressure with zone behind it.
Yeah.
You have to, because now you just put your defensive backs in position, you get them off far enough where the ball has to come out, and now they just have to go and make a tackle. They don't have to cover Deshaun all the way down the field. They don't have to worry about, you know, those guys in space, because they're just looking and waiting till the ball is thrown, and they go and tackling them.
All right, let's move outside the Eagles for a second and look at their competition.
Yep.
And I really want to talk about the Cowboys, because they have a big issue. And you can speak to this. They have three dynamic skill guys: their quarterback, their running back, and their receiver. So Amari Cooper, Zeke, and Prescott all need new contracts.
Money.
Right? So
money.
Exactly. Money.
Cardi B.
And they got a big issue with money.
Right.
And the one dude who I think is their best player is Elliott.
Yeah.
And he makes everything go.
He does.
And he's the dude that they made an offer to him today, but he's the guy that is the most dangerous if you piss off. And how do you make those three, Cooper, Prescott, and Elliott, all happy and still have enough to go pay their defense?
Well, it's tough. So Zeke doesn't want like the standard, you know, Devontae Freeman type of deal where, you know, it's, you know, 8 or 9 million. He wants, you know, the Le'Veon and the Gurley deal, you know, where he's, you know, 12, 15 million, you know? So with that being said, he's a jerk off the field. So he shouldn't get it. And that's where the Cowboys is. That's where the organization is. Say, hey, look, we've stood behind you through some of the worst times. You've had domestic violence issues. You've been arrested multiple times. You shouldn't get, you know, max money. He's saying, I don't care. My production on the field should outweigh that. And as an organization, if you let him get away with this, you're going to continue to have problems with him. So I get why they're struggling with the decision. Should you pay him? Yes, but he should not get top dollar. He should not get more than Todd Gurley, because Todd Gurley's not in the media for doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? See, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he does, how dumb he is or whatever. He's your best. He's the best. It's him and Barkley, the best running. They're better than I love Todd Gurley. I don't know, injuries, the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's better. And he means more to them. Listen, without Elliott, you know.
They lose.
We hate him, right? So I'm glad. I hope the thing is.
We haven't beat him if he started and played the whole game.
I mean, I hope they're a disaster, right? So.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be real about it.
Yeah, no.
He's the top two back in the league.
I agree. But when is enough enough? This is the age old, you know, what are we doing, right? So are we going to continue to go down this path with the NFL that says, okay, it doesn't matter how good what you do off the field. It just matter how, you know, how well you, you know, play on the field. And if you continue to do that, you're going to continue to have these guys that are, you know, smoking weed and they're out for 4 or 5 games. They're taking drugs or what have you. And when you need them the most, they won't be there. Right. So can we correct it one time with Zeke Elliott? No. But if I was a GM, I'm not giving them full money. Even if it was $1 million less, just to show like that we're not giving you max money because you didn't deserve max money.
No, listen. I think you put it in the bonus structure, attainable stuff like
attainable. Yeah,
you know, stuff that protects you if you get stupid. But if I'm going to make a stand, I'm making a stand against Prescott because I don't think Dak is. He wants $40 million. Is he crazy?
Man, listen.
He ain't worth $40
million. The time in the NFL when you can't. This is how you know if you're worth $100 or $40 million a year or $30 million a year, whatever. Tom Brady makes $23 million this year, by the way, caveat. Yeah. So here we go. A guy that's worth $35, $40 million a game. You should be able to throw the ball the entire game and have a chance to win.
Yes.
How many times in this league do we say we don't want, you know, this quarterback throwing the ball more than 20 times a game?
Yeah.
Or we don't want the quarterback game throwing more than 30 times a game.
I mean, that's the whole
thing. We say that sometimes about our quarterback. We don't want him throwing the ball more than 30 times a game. When you pay a guy $30 million, he should be able to do what he wants, and you still have an opportunity to win every game.
I agree.
It's just nature of the beast. If Tom Brady throws 50 passes, he may put one in harm's way.
And by the way, to your point, and you brought him up earlier, and I love him, is Mahomes. Like, that's a kid I go, I got no fear. Yeah,
if he wants $60 million, do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because that's how talented he is.
Yeah.
Right? And he's shown himself to be a good person on film. His teammates love him. He makes them better team. And he throws the ball as much as anybody in the NFL.
That's an elite quarterback. Like, to me, that kid's an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, that's a kid that... Prescott's not that.
I texted Coach Reed when I saw the kid play. I said, man, you got a player there. He texted me right back and said, boy, I would, man. You know, I can't say what he said, but he was ecstatic about it. You know?
He got 20 years younger. So, you know, Coach Spags is one of my dear friends.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And Spags. Good man. So he goes out to Kansas City earlier this year before it was during OTAs. So he goes and plays golf with him. And he goes, you know what I freaking guy. He goes, he's even a scratch golfer.
Man, like, he's good at everything, man.
He hits a ball mile. Like, you kidding me?
He's good at everything. But with Dak, to get back to him, no, he's not worth the money. Because just flat example, if Amari Cooper, let's talk about this. Amari Cooper is one of those guys that is a technician. I love him. I always categorize receivers in different, like everyone like goes, you know, who's the best in NFL? There's the freakish athletes, and then there's, like, the receivers, right? There's the freakish receivers. You talking about Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins. Their natural ability makes them the best. Then you talk about, like, the receivers who are technicians. You talking about the Jerry Rice, the Antonio Brown, the
Chris
Steve
Sprouts.
Smith.
Yeah.
Like, when you start talking about that, Amari Cooper is one of those guys that will break you down, like, with technique, and he's going to show natural separation.
Right.
Any quarterback is going to benefit by him being there because he's going to do it in a way that's just like practice every time, and you're going to see natural separation. That's easy to throw the ball a guy like him. A guy like Dez, a bigger guy. How many times do you see other players just get better with Dak Prescott? Not much. You just don't.
Nope.
Like, when Tony Romo was the quarterback, you had guys like, you know, the backups, you know, coming in, and they're making plays. Like, what's the kid named Patrick? I can't remember his name right now. But, you know, their third receiver's getting paid in San Diego.
Got him paid.
You know, Terrence Williams, all of those guys, they were making plays with Tony Romo because he's making them better. I don't see that with Dak.
Nah.
He needs a particular player in order to, succeed.
All right, so let's go through. In the East, you cross off Washington, you cross off the Giants. Are you with me here?
As a player, I'd never cross off.
Okay,
anybody,
but
right?
As an analyst, going into it, going into this year.
Well, the Giants, I definitely cross off. I don't necessarily know with the.
I think Washington, they might not win three games. They're awful.
They
don't have a quarterback.
I like the quarterback.
Well, now. He's not going to play now.
We'll see.
He's got so much work to do.
I actually think that he's by far the
Buckeye.
I don't root, but I think that he's going to be way better than the kid from the Giants. But listen,
I'm with you. I don't like
Daniel
Jones
either. Let's cross them off.
All right, I'm just looking at the Eagles in the
100%.
Let's look at this conference and where their challenges come from. Obviously, the biggest challenge I think is New Orleans.
Right.
So they and you go to the South. You know, you don't know what Atlanta's. Atlanta got decimated last year. Their secondary was they had nobody playing.
Yeah.
I got to think they're better, and they still have a potent offense.
Yeah. You got Atlanta. You got the Saints. Like, the thing about the NFC South, you never know with how good they're going to be. Whenever you have Luke Kuechly and you got Cam Newton, you don't know.
Well, I was going to ask you that.
You don't necessarily know what kind of
Carolina.
Team. You don't know what type of team they're going to be.
Rivera's,
right?
Ronnie's a good coach.
Yeah,
too.
He is a good coach. You know, he's handicapped a little bit with Cam Newton because Cam Newton has a ceiling.
Yeah,
and it's not the Super Bowl.
I agree.
And they're going to have to figure out something because his contract is up in 2 years. They got to figure out something. And the opportunity to get rid of him, you know, next year is going to be there for them. And they got to figure that part out because he's not going to take you to another Super Bowl. That defense was amazing. And they had a good chemistry that 1 year, but it's not going to happen.
The linebackers are ridiculous.
Josh Norman played out of his mind.
Yeah.
Different things like that. But, yeah, so you have teams there.
All right, so cross off Tampa.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the North.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, I think, is the best team in the North.
Minnesota is a good team. The Bears' defense is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you will never, ever hear me doubt Aaron Rodgers.
Nah, I agree.
You just can't.
Yeah. Nah,
like,
I agree.
I just can't, right? So
I don't know what they're going to be like, but as long as he's playing, they got a shot.
They got a shot.
Yeah.
Right? So those are three legitimate contenders.
Right. Cross off the Lions.
Yeah, cross off the Lions.
All right, now let's go to the West. And the West is interesting because first let's look at Rams. Now, the trendy pick is to pick the Rams to underachieve, maybe even not make the playoffs. I'm talking to a lot of guys around the league. They're all thinking that the team that could fall is the Rams because they lost some up front. They don't have Sue.
Yeah.
They didn't add. Their offensive line, they have some rely on some youth there. So I'm just giving you, that's like more of a trendy thing that they still have. If Gurley is Gurley, and look, that offense, Goff is can throw it.
Goff needs a clean pocket.
Agreed.
Goff is one of those guys like Sam Bradford. If he's not getting touched, he's going to look like, you know, the second coming of Joe Montana if he's not getting touched. When you start putting people around him, Goff is a whole different player. That's why I like Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz doesn't change much when pressure comes, right? He may make a few mistakes.
Yeah, but he's not
afraid to get hit.
Exactly.
You get what I mean? His choices is happening because they're confusing him.
Right.
But it's not because he's afraid of pressure.
Exactly. He's not seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm with you.
Yeah. So, but I think you still have to put them in there because they have a guy that's like the defensive MVP.
Agreed.
And had 20 and a half sacks last year, you know, and Aaron Donald. Like, you got to put him in there.
So, you put the Rams, you put Seattle, because I still think Seattle, they're going to be interesting.
Russell's.
He's a winner. I love him.
I don't know. Here's my problem. Now, this is a big thing. This is why I think that the quarterback's salary should be on their own. It should be taken out of the salary cap.
I agree with you. That's a great point.
It should be taken out of the salary cap, and everyone else should have a salary cap. Maybe make it lower. But as soon as you pay a quarterback in this league, you're on the clock of when you're going to get bad, right? Is that next year for the Eagles? Because you just paid Carson Wentz. Are you going to be able to keep Fletcher Cox? Are you going to be able to keep, you know, Malik Jackson or Deshaun or Alshon? No, you're not, because that's why you drafted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. So now one of those guys are gone, or Arcega-Whiteside, right? So your team instantly gets bad. So to Russell Wilson's credit, you've seen the Legion of Boom go away. You've seen half the linemen go away. You've seen the defensive linemen go away. And they still compete every year. He makes the majority lion's share of the money. But some way, he extends ball games. He keeps them in games. He played at an MVP caliber level last year. And he doesn't have that much help at receiver. Doug Baldwin is old and he's gone now. He's out there balling with Tyler Lockett, who's all of 5'2". But you just, you know, like, he's a winner.
I agree. Winner. Stone winner. It's exactly what he is. Stone winner. And then the only other team, obviously, you cross off Arizona. The Niners are going to be interesting because I'm curious to see that. I like the tight end. Looks like skilled people. Defense got better.
Gittles, man. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Dude, he can roll.
Yeah. And people sleep on him, man.
Oh, he can, like, he literally, he can roll. He averaged 15 yards a catch last year?
Yeah,
As a tight end.
With those guys thrown to him.
I don't even know the guys. Peter, I don't know the guy. No, names. But when Jimmy G comes back, we'll see. Because it's still, he's up in question. We don't know.
I know, and I kind of like him. I mean, I do like him. you know, but again, you gotta show it. Like you gotta show it. It's one thing. The one thing we've always seen is that anybody that's been behind Brady or on Belichick's staff has failed everywhere they gave
gone. That's messed up.
It's, it was
look,
true, though.
I tell you this, though. Everyone on Coach Reed's staff usually does really well, man. Because we got like 9 coaches right now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's crazy.
The Andy tree is fertile.
It's like crazy.
It bears fruit.
Yeah.
The Belichick tree's dead, man. It's got nothing.
Yeah, because everyone's trying to. They're still, you know, doing what he did. You have to evolve.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that Coach Reed does a little bit better than Belichick in that he allows coaches input and to give them their own way, right? He wants them to bring ideas to the table. How can we get better? You know, and that's how you do it. He's putting guys that are smart around him and allowing them that leeway to grow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so just we covered the NFC. We covered the Eagles. We are out of time. But this is going to be fun.
Be great.
Like, we're nestled in now.
We're good.
Right? This is going to be a monster year. So if I just said to you, how many wins are you feeling? Again, we don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. But just knowing this team, knowing where they're kind of at, and divorcing yourself from, you know, your they're in your blood.
Yeah.
Looking at it objectively, how many wins?
Minimum 11. That's all I'll say. I'll say minimum 11.
I agree.
Right? So I would say that it would be hard for me to see the Eagles losing more than 5 games.
I agree.
Right? So I would love to see them 13-3. That's what they're going to have to be 13-3 in order to get a number one seed.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. So I think that's the goal, because when you got the Saints, and the Saints has a chip on their shoulder, they got cheated last year, and the year before that, a guy gave up one of the worst plays by a safety I've ever seen in my life up there in Minneapolis when he didn't tackle Stephon Diggs. Right, so those things, you had those 2 years in a row that they're going to be hungry.
Yes, they are. All right, Jason, I got to introduce you to Coach Al.
Oh, Coach Al.
All right, Coach Al ends the. All the broadcasts leading under the game. So, and we say from the Fighting Borough of Bristol, the one, the only, Coach Al!
Eagles Super Bowl! Hey, Jason, go shoot up, man. We got tonight, and then we got the picnic game next week, and then we go get the Lombardi Trophy. Hey. You're talking about the records of. Nobody's
beating us,
Jason. Nobody's beating us. Go suit up and get right next to
Deshaun
going
on
there. We're
going to
rip it up all year, man. We're
going to
rip it up. You ready?
Hey, I'm not ready to play. No, I'm ready for the team to play. Me and hits,
I'm
no,
I,
no thank you.
Give it to me, Coach Al.
We're bringing back another Lombardi Trophy. Eagles
Super Bowl! Super Bowl! Here he is, Coach Al from Bristol. You had to get a little dose of Coach Al.
Oh, that was great.
Dude, great, great job, man. Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. A lot of fun. We'll have plenty more this season.
Yep.
This is the Eagles pregame show live from Parks Casino. Everybody enjoy the game, and we got a lot of football coming up next, so don't miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.